Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If it's comfortable, it probably is not Christianity. Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul also. This child would grow up someday to say some pretty outrageous things. And in so doing, he caused the fall and the rising of many in Israel. He is the sign which is opposed, which is still opposed. He is the one who reveals the hearts and the thoughts of men. And he said, "Blessed are you when you are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. I send you prophets and wise men and scribes, some of whom you will kill and crucify, and some you will flog in your synagogues and persecute from town to town. They will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors for my name's sake. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, and revile you, and spurn your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death, and you will be hated for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another. If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you." Sounds great, right? Where do I sign up? I was trying to decide between the Masons or the church, but the Masons don't offer these kinds of perks. Being hated, persecuted, and killed? Just what I was looking for. And yet, strangely, the less comfortable it is to be a Christian, the faster and the bigger the church grows. Conversely, the more comfortable it is to be a Christian, the more you fit in the culture and society by going to church and feigning piety, the faster congregations close and pulpits begin to gather dust. More people abandon the faith delivered to them in baptism when the service times are inconvenient on Sunday mornings than when you never know if by going to church you might be rounded up and arrested for confessing Christ. More pastors quit their calls over contentious voters' meetings than over threats that they might be beheaded for preaching Christ as the only Savior of sinners. If it's comfortable, according to Jesus, it's not Christianity. Repent of preferring comfort to true Christianity. This is the way of the cross. This is a religion that worships a crucified God, a weak, humiliated, naked, bloody, exhausted, dead God. Thus, Luther said, that the third thing that shapes you into being a theologian, into your Christian life, is not success or comfort, but the cross, trial, suffering. And this is Jesus' triumph, the cross. It is not his defeat, which he must somehow overcome by means of his resurrection. The cross, the death of God, is his triumph over sin and death and the devil. He wins life by dying. He forgives sins by being punished as a sinner. He reconciles sinners to God by being forsaken by his Father. And a sword will pierce your own soul as well. The cross is your triumph too. Blessed are you when people persecute you, when they hate you, when they revile you, when they say all kinds of evil falsely against you for the sake of Jesus. Persecution is a means of God's blessing. Crosses that God allows to afflict you are instruments for your good. You participate in the cross of Christ throughout your Christian life. The whole of your life as a baptized child of God is as the life of the only begotten Son of God. It is cruciform. It is cross-shaped. The way of the cross is the only way. You lay down your life even as your Lord laid down his. And the church will grow by your bold witness, by your courageous confession in the face of the end of complacent, comfortable Christianity, by, if necessary, your martyrdom, your willingness to die, which you confessed twice in your confirmation vows, does not, cannot come from within you. It comes from this child whose advent we await, whose nativity we will celebrate, whose cross forgives us, whose resurrection vivifies us. In the same breath as Simeon prophesied the cross of Christ that will be the sign that men oppose, Simeon also confessed what this Christ did for him. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For my own eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. This child who came to die prepared Simeon to die as well. So also you. The Lutherans appropriated the Song of Simeon from Compline, the prayer office at bedtime, and stuck it into the communion liturgy right after the reception of Jesus' crucified and risen body and blood. Having held these in your mouth, having received these into your body, you, like Simeon, by the flesh and blood of the crucified and risen Christ, are prepared to die and to rise. This is the point of Advent. Why we pray so fervently in these weeks of Advent and in the rest of our lives, come quickly, Lord Jesus. His second Advent will be the day of your resurrection. When the saints and the martyrs who have preceded you in confession of Christ and in death will rise beside you. When bowing down before the crucified and risen Creator, you will rub shoulders and elbows, join voices with those who bared their necks before the devilish blades of those who sought to silence the church, who offered their bodies to be burned, instead of saying a single word contrary to their Christian confession of the faith. There is no bolder confession of Jesus as the only hope for sinful men than martyrdom. But even if you are never given the opportunity to die in confession of Christ, even if you are never given the opportunity to die in the confession of Christ, you nevertheless must and will endure the little martyrdoms, the crosses and trials that inevitably come from this peculiar practice of Christianity. Will you lose friends, co-workers, pensions, savings? Will confessing Christ cost you your business? Will coming to church weekly cost you a promotion or a job? Will you lose your place on the team if you refuse to travel to tournaments that cause you to miss the church's weekly Eucharist? That's how it is. Persecution is the way of the church. The cross is your life. But you can courageously embrace it, knowing that Christ triumphed in His cross, putting all of His enemies, and therefore your enemies, under His feet on the cross. And when He returns, which is nearer now than ever before, so you should rightly expect it at any moment, He will raise your body from death, from this veil of tears, and put an end to suffering, to crosses, to trials, forever. Amen. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.